Hey, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. I'm your host, Cash, just dropping in to give you the weekly gem to push you through the rest of the week. Let's go. You guys, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. Excuse me, I'm a bit under the weather, but this idea actually popped into my head last night while I was on the way home. And yes, the title of this episode is based off of Aerosmith, okay? But I was just driving home from work yesterday, and I was just thinking, like, I was thinking about the podcast, I was thinking about, I saw a status about one of my Facebook friends. Their kid didn't make the cheerleading squad. It was actually in a mom group, and she wanted to quit cheer altogether. And the mom was like, excuse me. The mom was like, should she allow her to quit, or should she, like, kind of, like, force her to commit to it, since that was something that I guess the little girl fought hard for. And it just made me think about when I made the transition from middle school cheerleading to high school cheerleading, and how that kind of, like, started a pattern of me quitting things when it got too hard or life happened. And so I was a cheerleader. I love cheerleading. I love football, all of that. But in middle school, I was a cheerleader for the Seneca Wildcats. And going into high school, I'm like, okay, I'm really good. Like, there was a, like, we had a cheer competition and everything, and it was really cool. The competitive coach, like, that was the first time she noticed me, and she's like, oh, you should do it. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. So I'm like, okay, I want to do it in high school. So I was in eighth grade, and they were having, like, JV and varsity tryouts, and I tried out, and I got the routine down pat that I was doing. I knew what to do. I could dance outside of that. but it came time for them to post who made the cheerleading squad. And it wasn't me. It was basically against somebody's little sister that was already on the squad. And I was just like, oh, I can do all of this better than her, so maybe I will get it. I don't know what I was thinking, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Obviously, she was only, they picked her because her sister was already on the squad. So it made sense, I guess. It was messed up, but it made sense to them. So ever since then, I just didn't want to cheer anymore. Even when I switched schools, I still didn't want to cheer because it was like, these people either know somebody or they have friends, and I'm not gonna make it, so why even set myself up for that sort of rejection? So, and it was crazy that I wanted to be a professional cheerleader. That was one of my, when I started cheering, that was one of my things. I'm like, okay, I love the Patriots, so, and then actually my dream was to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, because they were the first football team to actually have a cheerleading squad. So I'm like, even if I don't, because Dallas is hard to get into, you guys, if you don't know, they have a whole show about it. I was like, even if I don't get into the, like, Dallas Cowboys, I can go for the Patriots. I can't do the Falcons because I'm not really a fan, but if I have to, I would. And even then, I was going to have the opportunity to audition for the Falcons and the Hawks, and I did not do either one, because I'm like, it's gonna be, like, ninth grade all over again, it's gonna be people they know, and I'm just not gonna do that. So that really set the tone for me, allowing myself to quit things when it doesn't go my way the first time. And it just, while I was driving home yesterday, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to teach my kids to do that either. I don't want to quit something just because it gets hard or finding the time for it isn't like ideal. Like even as far as the podcast, I haven't been uploading like I want to because life happens. I would normally do it Wednesday nights, but this whole transition to a new schedule is like we're not, I have to pick my kids up from my mom's house, sit there and chat, might eat dinner over there. So by the time we're getting home, it's like 9 o'clock and I have to tidy up, and it's just like there, where is the time for the podcast? So it's not like I necessarily quit it, I just didn't make it a priority. And eventually what happened is what happened last year when I just stopped doing the podcast altogether. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to quit something. The work that I put in at my full-time job, why don't I put that work into other things that I love? I don't quit my full-time job because somebody at the job pisses me off or does something stupid. I don't quit it. I keep pushing. So if I have that, I mean, that lets me know that I have the ability to continue with something. So why can't I use that energy that I'm putting into my full-time job? And I know obviously that's where I make my money. It's my full-time job, so I can't just go ahead and quit. But I need to view everything else like that. I can't quit just because it gets hard, or finding the time gets difficult. I have to make the time. I have to take quitting off of the table, whatever it is. And you guys have to do the same too, whether it's working out. Because honestly, with this new schedule, so I went from working 6:30 in the morning to 5 at night, which was perfect because I'll get home by 5:30, 9 times out of 10. We'll go to the gym right afterward, or something like that. It worked out. Or I was going to work at 12. I mean, then it switched to 12 to 11, 12:30 to 11 at night. So I would drop the girls off at school, go to work. I mean, go to work out, come home, shower, and then go to work. And that was the routine that I had. I was going to the gym like 3 or 4 times a day, sometimes, I mean, month, not month, a week, goodness gracious. But I kept doing it. But then with the schedule change, I'm working during the hours that the gym's open. And the cool thing about it is that my gym, they record all of the exercises. I mean, all of the they record the exercises, they record one class, and they post it on their Facebook, in their Facebook group, so people that aren't able to make it can watch it when they have a chance. Have I been doing that? I've tried it, but then I'm like, you know what? I don't really have time for this because I have to make sure the girls are okay, and I have to make sure that the house is clean. I have to make sure of this, I have to make sure of that. So then I took, not necessarily, okay, I'll say I did quit the gym. I'm still paying for it. I'm still paying for it, but I wasn't making the time to actually commit to it. And what made me think is like, okay, I had goals. My birthday's tomorrow, the 22nd. I had goals, like I had fitness goals that I wanted to reach, and whether I didn't reach the weight, as long as I created that system and that plan, the stuff to that game plan, I would be okay even if I didn't hit my goal weight. If I was making some type of progress, I would have been fine. But how do I expect to make that type of progress if I'm not taking the time out to meal prep like I was? Because I love meal prepping. I don't like the fact that I eat everything, the same thing over and over again, but I love the convenience and I love how it saves me time and money. But the schedule change just got me to the point where I quit on myself. I quit on my goals. I quit on meal prepping. I quit on something that honestly I enjoy. I love going to the gym. I love working out. Burn Boot Camp has changed my life. It is one of the best programs I've ever been a part of, but I didn't make the time for it. I quit on myself and I quit on my trainers, and that's not cool. Then it goes back to work. I didn't quit on work. Life happened. Stuff happened at work. I didn't quit on it. I keep showing up. I kept showing up. So I'm thinking, like, I'm driving. I'm like, how I show up for my 9 to 5, whatever you want to call it, traditional job, is how I need to show up for everything else. And I've read or I've heard how you show up for one thing is how you show up for everything. And I'm like, I believe that. I believe that to be true. But then it's like, that's not true. Because I'm showing up for my job, but when it comes to growing my business, when it comes to doing my podcast and working out and making time for myself outside of those things, I don't do it. 'Cause quitting has always been on the table. It's so convenient to quit anything that's not, and I see it as like it's not instant gratification. It's not serving me right now. Like, I know if I work that every Friday I'm gonna get paid. So yeah, that's why I show up. And it's kind of like instant gratification because I know as long as I show up, whether I show up 100%, whether I'm clocking in, clocking out, whatever, as long as I show up to work, I'm going to get paid that following Friday. And that's what clicked in my head. Like, I'm not getting paid to work out. I mean, I could. I'm not getting paid to work out. My podcast, I get paid for that, not like big bucks. But then, like, that's what it is. My business, I can supplement my income if I really put my mind to it. But it's like, okay, with my business, I can get paid daily, I can get paid weekly, I can get paid monthly. But I don't know, it's a lot more work. Like, at work, this is my job and this is what I'm doing. With my business, it's like I'm not just a part of a team and we all work together. I mean, I am a part of a team, but everybody else has their own individual checks as well. So it's just so much that goes into it. And I'm just like, your work ethic. Like, okay, let's think about this. At work, I give 100%. There's somebody at work that's giving 40%, even 20%, and we're getting paid the same, you know? So it's like, if I can give 100% at work, and my coworkers aren't giving 100% yet, and still they're getting paid the same, why don't I channel that energy to what I want to do? Why don't I channel that energy into my entrepreneurship instead of quitting that because I'm not getting that paycheck every single Friday, which I could, but it'll take a little bit more work. But like I said, I'm doing a lot more work at work and still getting paid the same as some other people that aren't doing it. So it just made me think. The energy I'm putting in to my CEO, my managers, making them look good, I need to put that into myself and see what can happen. Like, I want to give myself a year of consistency in my business and with my podcast, with my education, with my health goals, with me working out, with me using my supplements, whatever it is. I want to give myself a full committed year. Like, I gave my job a full, almost committed 2 years. What can happen? So, this is me promising to myself and to you guys that we're gonna do this together. We're gonna go a full year going into ourselves and see what happens.